Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where today, from Hollywood, one of the most influential voices in culture today is joining us. You may know him as Hercules, because that was a role he played earlier in his acting career. You may know him as somebody who has produced some of the most family-friendly and faith-oriented movies of success in the last few years. I know him as Kevin Sorbo, and he is a wonderful friend of the show, a tremendous talent, somebody who doesn't curse the darkness of all the culture cancel in Hollywood, all of the bias, but instead has dove himself in, just drove right into the problem and tried to create a solution. He is creating movies. He's got two or three new ones coming out right now that you're going to want to see. He is not a person that bends to the will of Hollywood. He has created a solution for the tens of millions of Americans who want a different type of entertainment, a different type of movie that they can show at home without being embarrassed with their children. He is making a difference, both he and his wife. His wife does some great work in the homeschooling space. They're both influential voices. We're going to spend the whole day today with Kevin Sorbo. Before we do, I want to get you up to speed on a couple of important developments. First up, there is a hearing going on in the Senate Homeland Security Committee. I think it's actually called Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. And all of the four major folks, the MPD chief, the former Capitol Police chief, the former sergeant at arms, and the former Senate sergeant at arms are testifying. And one of the big headlines so far gets us back to one of our favorite agencies. We talk about them all the time here, the FBI, right? They do a lot of great things. They clearly did a lot of bad things in the Russia collusion scandal. Well, the big headline so far, as the testimony is still continuing into the evening tonight, is that the FBI's warning, all of this intel that the FBI had, came by a laissez-faire email at 7 o'clock on January 5th. No phone call, no sense of urgency, no connecting the dots and shouting from the rooftop warning. It looks like the FBI may have not given the Capitol Police and their leadership and the security apparatus of the Capitol a lot of notice about something that they appear to have been aware of, the FBI, that is, since January 4th, January 3rd. And if you look now, we now know it's irrefutable that the people who stormed the Capitol that day were involved in training, planning, fundraising, equipment acquisition. This was not a spontaneous riot, as it had been portrayed. It was a long-planned event by some members of Oath Keepers and other groups. We mentioned one of them on the show recently, a guy named Caldwell, who, by the way, is former FBI, former Navy. There is a lot coming up, but I think the real headline is this: there are some eerie parallels in terms of the FBI's failure to connect dots and alert people that we saw after 9/11. And what occurred on January 6th, obviously the scope of the damage and the nature of the terror attack on September 11th, much different, much more widespread. But the failure to connect the dots, the failure to alert the proper apparatus with the proper sense of urgency proper sense of desire to stop an attack appears to be lacking if you take these four officials at their word about how the warning about prior knowledge of a potential attacking at the Capitol, how it came in. It came in by a kind of seat of your pants email the night before, almost as a CYA, as I think one person asked. Very important new news coming out on that. You should really keep an eye on that and see what we can learn from it. But there may be a new reckoning for the FBI, new lessons learned. It does not appear there was an urgency to take the threads warning of a Capitol attack seriously. Now, we haven't got through everything yet, so we may learn more. And of course, the FBI deserves its side of the story. I think that's very important. But as we're learning, there clearly is some important new information to keep in mind and to follow as we check this out. I think it's a very important new line of questioning that we're about to go there. So, all right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Kevin Sorbo joins us. We're going to spend all the time with him. He has so much to talk about: cancel culture, his new movies, what Americans are doing, homeschooling, and the war against education, or certainly conservative valued education. Some people feel there's a war against their conservative values in the education sphere. That's their belief. We're going to ask him about all those things, and I think we're going to learn a few things, because when you're with Kevin Sorbo, you always pick up something new and interesting. He's a really fascinating guy and a real mover and shaker, somebody that didn't accept the status quo but has set out to change the status quo for millions of Americans who think like him, who have conservative values, who are not afraid to talk out and speak out. And we'll also ask him about his Facebook account, because guess what? It was suspended. Yeah, more cancel culture. You're right, censorship. It's everywhere around us. Kevin Sorbo is going to give us the latest right after this commercial break.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest, somebody who is a mover and a shaker, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, the movies. He's always making a difference in America. Kevin Sorbo is with us, the great actor, the great director, the great thought leader. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to it.
You have so much going on. I don't know where to start, but let's start with you've got two new movies out, right? Two new documentaries out and two new projects, I think, in the works. Tell us what's been going on there, because I know our audience are going to love to watch what you're doing.
I know. I hope they write these things down. I'm going to give them a list of things to watch. I've got the number one Christian movie on Amazon.
That's right.
I've been that for 5 months. And it's a documentary. It's called Before the Wrath. And I narrate it. Brent Miller and his team have put together an amazing documentary dealing with the Book of Revelation. So it's a very educational look at that Book of Revelation, mixed with actors back in, during Jesus' time, mixed in with scholars and priests and pastors and people talking about the Book of Revelation. Another one that just came out this month. They can go to beforetherath.com, beforetherath.com. And the other one that just released this month is called Against the Tide. I worked with John Lennox. John Lennox is a retired math professor from Oxford University. He's an apologist. He's debated the great atheists like Singer and Dawkins and Hitchens. We spent 3 weeks in Oxford, 2 weeks in Israel, and it's called Against the Tide, Proving God in a World of Science. I play sort of the antagonist in a nice way. I play a guy that, you know, is there on camera with him, but I also narrate it and ask him the questions that atheists and agnostics would ask. And it's really, I call it apologetics for dummies like me. So I hope people check it out. They go to againstthetide.movie.
Againstthetide.movie.
Good news just came in today. We just got funded for the next Left Behind movie that I'll be directing and acting in as well. We start filming that this spring and summer, probably in either Oklahoma, Georgia, Alabama. Just depends what best tax credit we can get, because it's called show business, right? And then the other movie I did called Miracle in East Texas, true story set in 1930. I directed it. We got John Ratzenberger. We got Tyler Mane. We've got Lou Gossett Jr.
Wow.
And it's won awards at film festivals. It's a true story set in 1930. So people can go to Miracle in East Texas movie.com to see the trailer and get information on that one as well. And just got another movie just got funded, but we'll talk about that another time.
Holy mackerel, that's amazing. Well, it's great because, you know, so many people on the right are just, they're upset and they're always complaining, you know, the libs got this, the liberals got that. And you're not complaining. You're just out there doing things. You're creating, an alternative, basically entertainment system for people to see great content that they're proud to have their families watch. And I wonder, as you look at the conservative movement, we're past the election now, we're in the midst of all this cancel culture and censorship that I would never in my lifetime ever imagine would have happened. You're not complaining. You're just out there doing. What are some of the things that people on the right who are upset, what can they do now to fight back rather than take it on the chin and complain about it? What can they do to fight back and make a difference in this moment in history?
Well, I think the biggest killer of the conservative party right now is apathy. I think a lot of people out there just go, well, there's nothing I can do, so we got to get through this time. Yeah. The reality is culture is changing drastically and changing very quickly, and we can't sit back. We got to fight the good fight. We got to get out there and be vocal. The one thing you got to give the left is the passion that they have, because they do have strong passion. Unfortunately, it's a passion for anger and hatred, destruction of America, destruction of American culture. And we need to fight that back. I mean, America became great on individuals, not on big government. And for the people to sit there and believe that big government's a big thing, you saw the stats on the under 30 crowd. They think socialism, Marxism, communism is good.
Unreal.
How many times are we seeing boats go from Key West to Cuba? Zero. Nobody's doing that. And there's a reason for that, you morons. Yeah. I'm a moron, but my God, at least I'm an educated one to some degree. I got to tell you, I mean, this whole COVID thing, it's hurt my career as well. I'm not crying me a river. I'm still staying busy, still getting out there. But I've lost speaking events. We had movies that were funded that disappeared. This is all hurting all of us. And right now, fear is the biggest weapon that they're using against it. And we can't let fear control our lives, guys. We got to fight back because it's nuts out there what's happening. And I just got canceled from Facebook. And they canceled 50,000 followers. And I'm going to fight back because they're hurting my career. They're hurting me, my way to make a living, just because I have an opposite viewpoint of those powerful horses at Facebook.
Yeah, such a great point. And when you look out now, and it seems as though there's a conservative ecosystem starting to be built. You got Parler, you got CloudHub, you've got Rumble, which is really starting to give YouTube a run for its money. You've got what you're doing in the great content space with high quality movies that are just as good as anything you can get in the traditional movie theater. Where else do conservatives need to build out that ecosystem? Obviously, there's an effort to buy computers now because they learned that Amazon might cancel you. Where else do you think the conservatives have to build out the ecosystem? Because there's 80, 90, 100 million customers out there that don't want to be on Facebook, Twitter, Amazon. Where else do we build out that infrastructure?
Well, you mentioned I'm at CloudHub now, and I'm at Parler as well. So other people move over there, follow. I still have 540,000 followers on Twitter.
Wow.
They've banned a number of people over the last couple months as well.
Yeah.
Still there. Hopefully I can still stay on there. I try to post things that have a lot of humor.
You do?
Here's the battle I got. I mean, I try to do movies that have a positive influence on people. You know, movies like God's Not Dead, What If, Let There Be Light. These are the type of movies that are so hard. You know, the independent world is weird. Hollywood can do $300 million movies and put out all the sex and violence that they want to put out there.
Right.
I try to do movies that have a positive message of hope, love, redemption, faith, and laughter. And these are the kind of movies I want to do. And people, you just mentioned 80 million households out there that want these kind of movies. I used to get stopped all the time through hotel lobbies, airports, restaurants, and say, hey, used to be Hercules or Andromeda.
Right.
80, 90% of the time now, it's those movies I mentioned. Those are the movies that people want me to do and people want to see. Why Hollywood ignores that, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like I said, it's called show business, not show. So weird to me that they're just because of their ideology and the hate and the anger that is perpetuated by the mainstream media that has divided this country more and more and more, that people can't see what's going on. They need to wake up. So the biggest and hardest thing for us is to raise $3-4 million to do these movies.
Right.
That sounds like a lot of money. That's catering budget on Pirates of the Caribbean. Those are $300
million. True, isn't it?
You know, so
yep.
I'm just trying to do my bit to change the culture in a positive way instead of a negative way.
People are embracing what you're doing too, and you're right. I hear all the time someone will have seen one of your movies or they saw you on a talk show, and they say, you know, that really hit my heart. I know the line you just said, that apathy is the greatest threat to conservatism. That's going to resonate with people. Did you ever imagine when you started in your career that you would have this perch, this opportunity to fight for America and to remind people that there's, you know, a half of a country that doesn't have to accept where mainstream media and Hollywood was going?
You know, Walt Disney said back in the 1950s, he said, movies and television will have an impact on our youth. And we can see it playing out right now. It certainly does. And Andrew Breitbart, God rest his soul, he was a dear friend.
Yes.
He said, it's the downstream of culture. Who runs the culture? Hollywood does. So I'm just doing my bit to put movies back in and television shows back in, like I said before, that have a positive impact instead of a negative one. And we need voices out there to support these things, because we don't have $100 million to put advertising campaigns to say, check out this movie. So we need churches, pastors, community service, people that really want this kind of thing to all rally together and support these movies, that what I do and like the Irwin brothers do, to get out there and have a positive impact. If they don't, let me put it this way. If we ever open movie theaters again, which I hope we do, those movie theater owners, they don't care what they show. They
nope.
want seats filled up. They
That's
want to sell
right.
popcorn and sodas. So if you don't come there and support these movies opening weekend, or when you get the streaming, which we have to kind of rely on now, we need people to support these things. I'm just trying to do my little bit in here in whatever way I can. You get attacked for it, which is weird to me. 95% of people that follow me on Twitter or Cloud Hub or whatever, these are people that like me and like what I do. The other 5% are just trolls who are angry, that hate their lives,
yep.
and they want to drag you and me and everybody else down in the black hole that they live in. And, you know, God bless them. I should be praying for them, but I got to laugh at these people that have so much hate and anger and just say, look in the mirror, buddy. There's where your problem is. Don't look at me as your problem. But
yeah.
what are you going to do? It doesn't affect my life, so I don't care if they have that kind of hate and anger. I just feel sorry for them.
Yeah, that's the greatest powerful answer you can give back, which is to ignore it and pray for them. Because if you don't engage, then they realize that you're bigger than the hole they were trying to drag you in. I find it, I get trolls all the time. Every time I break a story, and it's just amazing. And I feel bad for the people, because they don't realize how they look to so many other Americans. They're angry and bitter and petty, and we're so much better than that. And there was a tweet you had last week that really caught my attention. You asked people, and actually it's probably been a few weeks now, which is a bigger threat, COVID or the loss of your constitutional freedoms? How did that play out? What sort of response did you get when you put that tweet out there?
It was huge. Yeah. I don't have time for all the response and stuff. My son sometimes will come and show me the negative ones. I go, I don't need to see that hate
That's
stuff.
Right.
Let those people live in their own hate world. But like I said, it's always 95% or even more people that look at that and go, yeah, I agree with that, because that's what's happening right now, you know? And yeah, I make jokes. I mean, Newsom made that 10 o'clock curfew in California. So I just got home at 9:58 p.m. I just beat COVID, you know? But I mean, you got to laugh at some of these guys say, because they are their own. I mean, they keep supplying us with so much comical stuff because they're their own worst enemy in the stuff that they post, because everything they blame you on or me on, stuff they're already guilty. It's all, you know, it's all just deflection, and they want to get everything put back on everybody else so people can't see really those guys behind the curtain, because they're guilty of all these things they're trying to blame you and I for.
Yeah, it's projection. That's what one of the wisest people I said, they're just projecting themselves on conservatives right now. And
hypocrisy is huge.
Oh, it's crazy.
They get busted for breaking their own rules all the time.
Yep, absolutely. Andrew Cuomo, an Emmy Award winner for basically doing the opposite of what he was celebrated for. You go through that Newsom breaking his rules. I'm amazed by something, because if the most liberal state in America, California, can recall its liberal governor, maybe some common sense is starting to get in there. What do you think the Newsom recall effort speaks to when you see California rebuking its own liberal governor?
You know what it speaks to? It speaks to this. In the last 15 years, more people are moving out of that state than moving into it. What does that say? When are people going to wake up and go, wow, you know, these are the same people. They voted for guys like that. And then they realize living under those laws and tax laws and politics are going, wow, this is horrible for us. Then they move to states like Nevada and Arizona and Texas. And then they vote the same way.
They do. It's unbelievable.
Mission of insanity.
Yeah.
It's like, God, you know, you look at a city, you look like a city like Detroit. Detroit was the most powerful economic city in America in the 1950s with the automobile industry.
Yep.
3 million people. They're down to 600,000 people now. They claim they had what? They had bankruptcy. They had to declare what? Five, six, seven, eight years ago.
Yep.
They have not had a Republican conservative mayor since 1954. What does that tell you? Why do you keep voting for the same people? Look at Chicago. Yeah. How many shootings every single week that happened in that city? Every single week. I've got a documentary I did up there with Kevin Jackson. It's called Bleeding Blue.
Wow.
And it shows the lives of police officers, what they have to go through. It's not saying, aren't the police great? Aren't they wonderful?
Right.
Every business has a bad apple. But 99% of cops are good cops, okay? There were 4,100 shootings in Chicago in 2017. 4,100 shootings, all right? That's a dozen a day, all right?
Yeah.
So let's look at that. How many involved police officers? Less than 1%. So 99.2% of shootings in Chicago were civilian on civilian. What gets all the press? That 0.8%. Oh, a cop killed a black guy. Last year, there were 10 African-Americans that were killed by police officers. You know how many police officers were killed? 80.
Wow.
Where's the press on that?
Yep.
It's incredible how the media sits there and glorifies one way and demonizes another way when it should be flipped the other way around. It's crazy what we're doing, and it's on purpose, and I don't understand why. I scratch my head trying to figure out why are they doing what they're doing. It's sad to me. It's just incredibly sad.
From a business model, it's bad. We saw the in December, the Pew and the Gallup polls came out, and 30% of Americans say they don't trust a single word that comes out of news media, and a majority have a negative view, a large majority have a negative view of the media. Why would you ruin your own business with the silliness? It's, you know, why we started Just the News, because there's an enormous opening. 20 million people come to our site in less than a year, 20 million a month now come to our site. And it just tells you there's a hunger to get back to the way news used to be and the way politics used to be and the way movies used to be. I think we're at a watershed moment. Don't you think so?
Look at the percentage of people that think Congress is just their approval rating is low can be. And we keep putting these people in office.
Back every 2 years. It's crazy.
Get rid of these guys. No more 40-year careers. It's ridiculous.
Do you think there's a watershed moment ahead? I've always believed and subscribed to the theory of gravity in America, which is the pendulum sometimes does swing too far to the right, too far to the left, and then the natural gravity of the constitutional republic of democracy tends to pull it back. Do you think we are going further extreme, or do you think the pendulum has hit a point where gravity is going to try to pull it back to the center?
I think there's a tipping point. There's a book called that. I think we're at that extreme point right now. And I think people are, I said apathy is a problem, but I still think there's a growing number of people said enough is enough. And you saw it even in our last election. I mean, we don't get into that thing, but I think voter fraud's been around for decades. Anyway.
It has.
But I look at how blatant it was this time around and how people said there was no voter fraud. But the reality is, when you look at Trump was a rock star out there. I mean, I know people that didn't like him as a man.
Right.
I said, fine, to like him as a person. But what about what he did for the country as a president? Look at what he did for the country as a president and just base it off that. But we don't do that in today's world. You know, we're in a cancel culture right now. We just want to attack people. We used to be, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Now it's the other way around.
Yeah.
You can say anything about anybody now and you get attacked for it, even though there's no truth to it whatsoever. It's
amazing. Yeah, you look at, and now it's moved into the place that I'm most concerned about, because I did a lot of reporting on it, starting with the Russia collusion, is the weaponization of law enforcement. Now bringing cases against people that don't deserve it, whether it's Eric Greitens in Missouri, where they eventually dropped the case, the whole 3 years of Russia collusion, that weaponization of law enforcement, man, that just takes us further and further from our roots of being a free and honest, you know, republic. And it is remarkable. What do you think is the big storyline? When we look back in December 2021, what do you think will be the big storyline this year? Is it the revival of Donald Trump? Is it the collapse of a Biden administration? Is it an awakening of the right of America? What do you think will be one of the storylines that we'll remember when this year comes to a conclusion?
I think Tom Brady will win his 8th Super Bowl. I don't...
Oh, gosh. Oh, my.
Laughed when they called that a white privilege because he beat a black quarterback on the other team. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's just skilled. That's what it's about, right?
it's just whining and raging against anything and everything. The history of this country. You know, we're rewriting everything. Rewriting. Yeah. You brought up the Constitution. You know, they wrote. Those guys were brilliant.
They were.
Their Constitution wasn't written just for that day. It was written today and forever. It's a brilliant piece of work. And As I said earlier, this country was built on individuals. It wasn't built on big government. And the bigger this government's getting, which we're allowing them to get, led by clowns like Pelosi and Schumer and these guys, we got to fight back, because it's time. It's time for them to move on and do something else. It's I really think this country. You brought out of California. I think California is more red than people know.
I think you're right.
It's just, I just think that the majority of this country, and I think it showed when Trump did all of his rallies. He was like Obama was. He was a rock star. 20,000-30,000 people show up. When Biden went out, 6 people showed up. And I think they just told Joe, go sit in your basement, dude. We got it covered. Don't worry about it. And then when he picks a running mate. And here's the thing with the Democrats. I got liberal friends. We talk. Yep. I said, he picks a running mate in Harris, who when she ran for president in the Democrat primary, 97% of Democrats didn't want her as president.
That's right.
There she is, one heartbeat away from becoming our first female president. I'm going, wow.
It's pretty remarkable, isn't it? Yeah. No, it's so true. One last thing I want to ask you, because I've been talking to a lot of people lately, and this idea is coming up a lot more. And I talked to Dinesh D'Souza. He had this idea even in the last few days. The education system is where a whole generation, whether it was college and now, you know, you talk to people, it's all the way down to first grade. There is a growing effort to try to win the hearts and minds of children when they're away from their parents at school. Do you think, beyond school choice now, that there's even a larger movement? Maybe they're online colleges. Do you think there's a larger effort to take back education, or to create, just like you're doing in the movie space, an alternate education system for those who don't want their children taught that way?
Well, my wife is a homeschool advocate. We homeschool our kids. She's got a number of books out there. One is called They're Your Kids. So I hope people do check that out.
They're Your Kids.
It's she does so much great work with that. She's got a new book out now called Words for Warriors.
I've seen that, yeah.
And the one blessing of COVID was that a lot of parents found out how ridiculous it's gotten in school when their kids were at home on their computer and hearing their teachers say, now tell your parents to leave the room. Basically saying, we don't want your parents listening to what we say. I don't know, you know, when I was in school and the same way you were in school, I never had teachers tell me how to vote, how to be religious, non-religious. Never had that through even university.
Yep.
It is starting as low as first grade, the whole brainwashing of all these kids now, saying whatever they're saying to them, that is just, it's so negative and so ridiculous. And we need to change the format. Because I'll tell you one thing, all these inner cities, they keep putting in Democrat politicians. They do nothing to help the African-American community or the Hispanic community inside our inner cities. Because I know, because I have a number one after school program for 24 years now, called the World Fit for Kids in Los Angeles. I work with over 12,000 inner city kids in LA.
Wow.
And I know how bad, that's one of the worst school systems in the country. Baltimore, I believe, is the worst. I think there's over a 60% dropout rate in Baltimore, but there's over 50% in Los Angeles. So we need to have people wake up and vote for politicians that will really change the education of our kids.
Yeah, you said it. There's no doubt. I think that's going to become one of the biggest. I think you're right. COVID may have actually focused parents on, oh, my God, I can't believe what they're teaching my children. What's going on? So pretty amazing. Kevin, I could talk to you all day. I love what you're doing. I can't wait to see the next movies. Your wife's book I just got from my wife. So I just picked it up off of Amazon the other day. And so I want to thank you for everything you're doing. And I'd like to get you back again and talk about this. I think this year is going to be one of those turbulent years where maybe apathy finally turns into some action.
All right. My movie, Miracle in East Texas, comes out in the spring. We'll talk about it then.
It's a deal. Thanks, Kevin. Right. Have a good weekend. Thanks. Take care.
Appreciate it. You too.
You too. All right, folks, that wraps up our interview segment. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the day for you. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time
IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit TNUSA.com/justnews. That's TNUSA.com/justnews. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at TakeLean.com. One more time, TakeLean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Wow, what an interview. My head is still spinning. The wheels in my brain are turning. So many things to think about, so many things to learn from Kevin Sorbo, somebody who's on the front lines of Hollywood, on the front lines of the culture war, on the front lines of cancel culture, censorship, suppression of conservative ideas, all the things that you write me and tell me you're concerned about. Well, he's there fighting it, and he's doing it in a constructive way. He's not whining and complaining and throwing his hands up saying, there's nothing we can do. He's writing movies, producing movies, getting them into theaters, getting them funded. His wife is building an important ecosystem for homeschoolers. I know a lot of parents who've now learned what their sons and daughters were learning in public school or thinking about homeschooling or private schooling, school choice. We talked about that with Dinesh D'Souza over the weekend. So much to think about, so many ideas. We're so grateful for Kevin for coming on today, giving us his wisdom, his thoughts, his insights. I think we learned a lot. And if you like Kevin Sorbo or you like what he's doing, if you like what Rumble is doing, if you like what Clout Hub is doing, if you like what Parler is doing, what are they doing? They're creating an alternative ecosystem where conservatives and centrists and blue-collar families who don't like the culture and political mores that are being bantied about by elitists, they're just creating an alternate place. Well, if you like that, support Kevin Sorbo's movies. He gave you the URLs to go to. You know where to go. Go buy those movies. Go support those movies. Go watch those movies. Spread the word. That's the surest way to create success, as one would expect. So, again, thanks to Kevin Sorbo. We'll be back tomorrow with more news, more breaking news, I hope, in the next 48 hours to have a new declassified set of documents, a big tranche of documents, some new revelations on the horizon, I'm pretty certain. Until then, thank you. May God bless you. May God bless this great country as he always has. And remember, if you need a news fix, go to justthenews.com. We got you covered 24/7. All right, folks, talk to you tomorrow. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite,
you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.